Morgans, AM, your pre-market briefing.
Benchmark US equity indices dipped into the red overnight, the Dow slipping 13 points or 0.05%, broader S&P 500 down 0.1%, and the NASDAQ down 0.02%. In US corporate earnings, Target gained after posting better than expected fourth quarter earnings and revenue numbers. Coles rose after similarly posting better than expected fourth quarter numbers that were buoyed by strong holiday sales. In US economic data, new home sales printed at a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 621,000 in December, up from 599,000 previously. The Institute for Supply Management's non-manufacturing index rose to a better than expected 59.7 in February. The Federal Reserve releases its monthly beige book of general economic conditions tonight Australian time, while the ADP private payroll report is also due, which is a precursor to Friday night's key non-farm payrolls report for February. Europe's main markets recorded modest gains, Germany's DAX adding 0.2%, as did France's CAC. In broader stock moves, Eurofin Scientific tumbled 9.9% after the Luxembourg-based firm, which is a major rival to ALS Limited, said it will reduce its investment in mergers and acquisitions in the coming years to boost its margins. London's FTSE was up 0.7%. Vodafone Group rose 2% after the group announced plans to sell US$4.5 billion of convertible bonds to help fund its acquisition of some of Liberty Global's PLC's European business. Base metals were higher across the board on strong volume as China unveiled fresh economic stimulus measures, including tax cuts for manufacturing industry and further promises around infrastructure spending. Copper rose 1.1% to just shy of $2.94 a pound, more than reversing the previous session's losses and climbing back towards a seven-month peak. Elsewhere, aluminium edged 0.1% higher, nickel up 2.9% and zinc up 1.4%. The Chinese government yesterday drafted economic targets as the National People's Congress kicked off in Beijing yesterday, including targeting economic growth of 6 to 6.5% in 2019, lower than the 6.6% growth reported last year. The lower bound of the target would mark a decade low for China's economic growth, albeit it would still comfortably be among the world's strongest economies and growing off a vastly larger base. The benchmark spot iron ore contract fell 66 cents to $87.03 a metric tonne. Gold futures extended their slide into a seventh consecutive session, down $2.80 to $1,284.70 an ounce. The major oil contracts were mixed, WTI dipping 3 cents to $56.56 a barrel, while Brent gained 19 cents to $65.86 a barrel. Libya's El Sharara oil field, which has been closed since December last year, restarted, and the aim is to reach initial output of 80,000 barrels per day. Elsewhere, energy giants ExxonMobil and Chevron Corp announced plans to ramp up oil and natural gas output from the Permian Basin. The American Petroleum Institute released its latest weekly inventory data after the markets closed and recorded a larger than expected 1.9 barrel build in US crude stockpiles last week. The official data from the Energy Information Administration is due tomorrow morning, Australian time. US 10-year Treasury yields were little changed at 2.72%. And the Aussie dollar is similarly little changed after the Reserve Bank of Australia left benchmark interest rates unchanged as expected yesterday at 1.5%. That local unit is buying approximately 70.87 US cents. Australia's fourth quarter GDP report is released at 11:30 a.m. Sydney time this morning, while the Reserve Bank of Australia Governor Philip Lowe is slated to speak at 10 past 9 this morning Sydney time.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.